Good morning. I'm Anna Kolash.
And I'm Michael Fockler. Welcome to the 684th episode of The Bear Facts, the weekly news program from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Last weekend, the Golden Bear speech team competed in the state large group contest at Lorenz Marathon High School. While it was far from the best day the Bears ever had, they did enjoy some success. Four of Garrigan's events received Division I or excellent ratings and will advance to the state contest. Two improvisation groups received ones. Students involved were Jake Rosenmeyer, Anna Kolash, Nora Cranbuehl, and Michael Hellman, as well as Holly Berkland, Joe Straub, and Randy Kenyon. Also earning ones were the acting ensembles Sure Thing with Jenna Richter and Rebecca Brosnan, and All's Well That Ends Wrong featuring Taylor Brandenburg, Rebecca Erdman, Katrina Even, Amy Rasmussen, Kelly Klein, and Michael Fockler.
All of these groups now advance to state contest, which will be held February 7th in Spencer. Several of Garrigan's performances also received Division II or good ratings, two readers' theaters, two mimes, an acting ensemble, and an improv group. In addition to those mentioned earlier, students earning twos included Becky Jennings, Beth Roser, Steph Kayeski, Sam Norlin, Jade Kayeski, Cassie Rising, Brittany Birdie, and Bree Blocker, plus Raya Coombe, Philip Diedrich, Austin Stalls, Craig Kohlhaus, Abby Hanna, Lizzie Holmeister, Terrence Franklin, Rachel Birdie, and Jenny Brewster. We're pleased to salute all the students who have been working hard in large group speech.
The Golden Bear Quiz Bowl team has been finalizing their plans for a 10th trip to the National Academic Championships. This year's National Quiz Bowl tournament will be held Memorial Day weekend in the recently revived historic city of New Orleans. The Bears are planning a week-long trip that will take them through Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, Mississippi, and Louisiana. The Bears qualified for nationals by winning the championship in four different tournaments this year, one of their best showings ever.
The core of the team will be returning national veterans Brittany Birdie, Rebecca Erdman, Anna Kolash, and Jake Rosenmeyer. Also making the trip will be seniors Chris Hansen and Vince Cruz, and sophomores Michael Hellman, Michael Fockler, and Alex Hamilton. Accompanying the group will be coach David Burrow, two Quiz Bowl parents, the two-time Quiz Bowl MVP Ethan Dahlhauser. In addition to the six-game competition, the team plans to explore the historic city, see the National World War II Museum, and spend time on the Gulf Coast beaches. This will be the Bears' third trip to New Orleans and their 10th trip to the National Academic Championships. In addition to the Big Easy, previous trips have taken them to Washington, New York, Dallas, Chicago, and St. Louis.
All year long, we're celebrating Garrigan's 50th anniversary. As part of the anniversary, the BGHS website, garrigan.unlimitedweb.net, is creating a number of retrospective features. Just this month, features highlighting 50 years of sports and 50 years on stage have been added to the website. There was a golden anniversary homecoming salute last fall, and plans are in the works to salute former teachers, past proms, and the religious events and service projects that are at the foundation of our school.
David Burrow is in charge of the Garrigan website, which is created by and for our school students. Working on the website this semester are Joe Goldwitzer, Nick Furch, Rick Capacious, Mark Garman, DJ Belletti, Tyler Lawler, and Richard Farberger. New pages are added every day, and you can check them out by heading to garrigan.unlimitedweb.net.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Vinnie Humble and Sam Norland. Here to tell you about them is Alex Hamilton.
Unlike most of our students, Vinnie Humble has only been a Golden Bear for 2 years. He transferred to BGHS from Twin River Valley last year. Since coming to Garrigan, his biggest activity has been music, but he's also been involved in football, track, and intramurals. Vinnie plans to go to Kirkwood next year, and we wish him all the best. Sam Norland's biggest activity is definitely music. He sang in the All-State Choir last November, and he has also been repeatedly selected for honor bands. When he's not in and out of classes, Sam also keeps busy with cross country, math team, and quiz bowl. He also plans to go to college next year, and we wish him good luck.
Thanks, Alex. Our Golden Bear calendar this week, the Varsity Bears will be playing at Garner Hayfield tonight. Tomorrow, intramural basketball resumes.
Monday, the freshman hoopsters host Eagle Grove. Then Tuesday, we'll have our throats blessed for the Feast of St. Blaise. That night, the varsity teams play Algona High.
Wednesday night is the Speech Spectacular, when the large group entries perform for parents and community members. Thursday, there's freshman basketball, with the Bears hosting Mason City Newman, and then on Friday, the Varsity Bears host Hampton Dumont.
That's the Bear Facts for January. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.